So the Prophet ﷺ was harmed and he was tried. And those who are tried the most after him, as long as they're upon the haq, not the Sufi who worships the grave. So then the ruler beats him and imprisons him. And he says, look, I'm tried in the path of Allah. You're not tried in the path of Allah. You're tried in the path of shaitan. That's why you're tried. But the one who is upon the haq, like the likes of Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Nu'aym bin Hammad, and even the anbiya that came before, like the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what they tried to do to Isa ibn Maryam, and what they tried to do to Yahya alayhi salam, and what Fir'aun tried to do to Musa alayhi salam, and right, what the rulers, or what the tribe, and the family, and the community, and the qawm of Ibrahim alayhi salam tried to do to him. Those were put to trial, meaning that they were tried because they were upon the haq, not that they were tortured or beaten because they were upon falsehood. So those who are tried due to the haq, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned and informed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاسْبِرْ كَمَا سَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزَمْ مِنَ الرُّسُلْ وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, saying to the Messenger of Allah, be patient, O Muhammad, with the patience of the messengers of resolve. The messengers of firm resolve. Be patient like they were patient. Who are the messengers of firm resolve? Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa. That they were the messengers who were firmly resolved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to him, and be in no haste regarding your opponents. Don't be in haste with regard to your opponents. Because we sometimes, my brothers and sisters, when the opposition comes, that we begin to tremble and we want to do something quickly and immediately. Wallahi, when the opposition comes, our recourse is back to the sunnah and the way of the salaf. This is our recourse. This is what we go back to in every affair. So in the hadith of Habbab ibn Arat, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands his sahaba to be patient, with the patience of the believers who came before. Can you see that in the hadith of Habbab? Because what did he say to Habbab ibn Arat? That there was a man who was brought before you, and look what happened to him. His body was sawn into two pieces. The skin was torn from his body. Look how they were. So be like them. Be like them. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is setting them as an example for his companions to follow in times of hardship, in times when the opposition comes. What opposition do you have, ya ikhwan? Kalam, people whispering in your ears. Those people had their bodies sawn in two pieces and they wouldn't change. Someone whispers in their ear and we think, subhanAllah, what's the answer? What's the answer? What am I going to do? Shall I leave Masjid Salafi? Shall I start attacking the brothers of Maktaba Salafiyya? Shall I start attacking Sheikh Rabi? Is it true what they say about Sheikh Ubaid? Is it true what they say about Sheikh Zayd? Is it true what they say about Muhammad ibn Hadi? Is it true what they said about Al-Albani? No, ya ikhwan. That's not the Salafi. The Salafi remains steadfast up until the body is sawn into two pieces. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not put us to the trial that He put to the people before us. Because we don't know how we're going to react. May Allah keep us firm and steadfast upon the truth and give us the strength to fight the trials and to be steadfast during the trials. So Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look how He advised His companions. Then look at the advice of Allah to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the command of the Messenger of Allah to his companions. Look at the command of Allah to his Messenger. The command of Allah to his Messenger was what? Be patient, O Muhammad, with the patience of the ulul azm min al-rusul. That you, O Muhammad, be patient with the patience of the messengers who came before you. The messengers of firm and true resolve. Those who were put to trial. Those who were beaten, those who were turned out, those who were exiled, be like them. Have their sabr, ya Muhammad, and do not be impatient. Do not be hasty. So the command, the advice of Allah to Muhammad, be like the Rasul. The command of Muhammad to the companions, be like those believers who came before you. My advice to you, my brothers, be like those Sahaba who came before us. And the Salaf of this Ummah. Even if your bodies are sawn into two pieces. So when you start thinking a shubha has come, then start thinking, my body is still in one piece, alhamdulillah. There is no iron comb being put on my body and my skin being torn from my bones. Alhamdulillah. All that I'm being harmed with is the whispering of shaitan. So I will protect myself by making isti'adha billah, by seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with ilm, and with sticking with the people of sunnah and salafiyyah. And when the people of shubahat come, that I turn my back towards them, and I do not listen to their doubts. And my last word to them is, come to Masjid al-Salafi and sit in the durus. Go and sit in the house of Sheikh Rabia and benefit from him. Go to the house of Sheikh Ubaid, or to the Masjid of Sheikh Ubaid. Go to the house of Muhammad ibn Hadi, or the Masjid of Sheikh Muhammad where he teaches. Go to those places. Go to Riyadh and sit in the durus of Sheikh al-Salih al-Fawzan and Sheikh al-Luhaydan. But as for me, listen to your shubahat, then I will not be put to trial by your shubahat. I reject them and I turn away from them. Because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded me with. Barakallahu.